At the Alltech Symposium, I'm visiting with Julie Borlaug-Larsen. And Julie, you just participated here in a session, actually, that's going to continue on yet this afternoon, focusing on Africa. Before we go there, though, I just have to get your thoughts on receiving the, posthumous award for your grandfather for the Alltech Medal of Excellence.
It was an honor to receive the medal. And especially since they're concentrating on Africa, because that was such a concern to my grandfather at the end of his life. And this past few months, when we celebrated his 100th birthday in March. So it's just been a great few months to celebrate and honor my grandfather. And I think he'd be pleased to know that there are other private sector companies that are still remembering him and concerned about his legacy.
Well, there are a lot of people, you're one of them, that are still trying to carry that on.
Yes, I'm the associate director for external relations at the Borlaug Institute, and we're taking the land-grant model of research, extension, and training, and we utilize that in development projects and short and long-term training. So I hope to be helping in some way. I also work with the private sector, other universities, NGOs, people like the World Food Prize, who are continuing the legacy so that we can all collaboratively come together and work to further his legacy.
So on this session this afternoon, you gave some remarks, then there was a panel, probably some questions and answers. What would you take away from what you heard and participated in?
I thought the questions of why is China investing in Africa and the concern over that versus the United States, and I thought one of the big takeaways was we are a little risk averse into going into Africa compared to, say, Brazil. So I don't think we can fault the Chinese in what they're doing. I know we're all concerned about land grabs, but I'm not necessarily sure that's what they're doing. They are building the infrastructure that Africa needs, so I thought that part of the conversation was great. And then when we talked about youth and innovation, which is always one of my passions, and I do hope that everyone out in the room who's involved in a private sector somehow gets engaged to promote and give opportunities, whether it's one student or several, but I think they can all make a difference.
I found it interesting to see, it was a slide about the age demographic in Africa. It's not, a bunch of elderly people. No. Very young.
Very young.
Yes. And I believe, isn't it Nigeria? That'll be the most populous and young, one of the most young African countries in the next 30 years. I think that's exciting for Africa to have this young population who is more forward-thinking. They've grown up with technology, and I hope it'll be that mindset that helps move Africa forward and also helps them do things a little differently. So I'm excited about the growth factor. I think we do need to be concerned that with that many people that are young, we need to provide them the education and the training so that they can be employable and then have a future in agriculture.
You mentioned education, and during the press conference we had, Lopez Lamong was there. I asked him about his thoughts on, I think, a growing interest and awareness here in the U.S. about the potential that we could see in Africa. And he welcomed that, mentioned that if we're going to have children in the classroom, they need something to eat so they can stay awake and be attentive and actually learn something. So it's a very interesting perspective.
Well, and I think people in the United States don't understand the importance of the school feeding program here that Dole and McGovern started. And that was, if a student is fed in the morning, they're more productive. They're able to retain more and take more out of what they're learning. If you're starving, there's really no reason, and your brain isn't growing. So I think we need to look at models like the school feeding program here in the United States and how we can take a model of that. And I know the World Food Program is trying to do a lot of that, but I think more of us can become engaged in that.
So before we close here, before we started, we were talking about IFAMA. I can't even remember right now off the top of my head what it stands for, but I'll look it up. But there's a conference taking place in Africa this
South
year,
Africa.
And so we just got to get in a message here that Julie and I need sponsors so that we can go to Cape Town.
Yes, could we have sponsors so we can go to Cape Town and spread our message? And I think especially with the business sector, I think they need to be engaged in the messaging of the role of innovation and technology and how we need to change it and how we need to gain the support of the public, but do it in a different way, a more personal way. than what has been done in the past and what's currently being done.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be our message at AFAMA and why we need to be there.
Well, and you know, when we talk about how the U.S. is not quite at the level of some other countries in terms of investing, you know, wouldn't it help to have people like us who could help bring these messages back, you know? So sponsors out there, potential, please contact Julie Borlaug or myself. We will be happy to talk to you about how we can get to Cape Town this summer. So thank you very much, Julie. I look forward to sharing some more time here at the All Tech Symposium as we move through the week. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.